Live from Studio G in the heart of America, I'm Steve Greer, fighting for you from the foxhole of freedom. Willing to tell you the truth when nobody else will. I'm going to be brutally honest here, and every day is be the same. I'll tell you the truth time and again. God bless America. This is the Steve Greer Show. Three big things you need to know. Number one, the Biden campaign getting louder and more direct in its attacks on Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and his independent run for the White House, because it appears he could seal the deal for Donald Trump. They know it. Number two, Joe Biden gets ripped for declaring Easter Sunday as Transgender Visibility Day. And he should get ripped. He would never dare to do this on a Muslim holiday. No, just mocking Christians, it seems, for that devout Catholic. And number three, the rejection of globalist policies is happening, well, globally, around the world at an ever faster pace, with an ever more clear message. We are not interested in your socialist, globalist worldview or policies. I want to share some things in that regard, and I think you'll see what I'm talking about. And these examples come after voters have rejected globalist policies in such far-flung places as Italy, El Salvador, and Argentina, right? Here's where I want to start. We're going to start in London, where I mentioned here a few minutes ago that on Easter Sunday, London was decorated top to bottom, front to back in Ramadan. In Ramadan regalia. And so Easter has been run out of London. But what's also been run out of London is the concerns of ordinary citizens. Shyam Bhatra is a man running for mayor of London. And he's issuing dire warnings about the globalist push to control every single person there, and frankly, all of us, every single day, and push everyone into 15-minute cities. I've got two long sound bites here that are very instructive, very illustrative of what's going on in the world, all right? So listen to this. Go.
The 15-minute cities is something that the WEF has created called C40, and it's called C40 Cities. I would urge you to certainly look on the internet about it and then go to all of the TikTokers and see what they're really, really saying. Basically, you won't be able to drive a petrol or diesel car anymore. You'll have to buy electric. If you want food, you will get a calorie-controlled system sent to you by text saying, this is what you can eat today. This is what you can have today. If you violate any of these things, they'll freeze your bank account. That is the next step. These are stages in which they're going to implement this stuff. And this was signed up by the WEF. And the WEF has signed up with our mayor in London as the chair. And he has gone around the world to communicate this C40 to all of the countries in the world. And most of the countries are looking at adopting it. Now, I am going to abolish it. It is a hopeless position. We are going to be in an open prison, or shall we say a COVID, for the rest of our lives. We will not be able to work unless it's in our 15-minute city. It's diabolical. It's not a right. This is not the right thing. And it's been hidden from the public. No one's talking about it.
We are. We're talking about it. Diabolical. They'll control your menu. You can only work if your employment is somewhere inside that 15 minutes, which means walking distance. How far can you walk in 15 minutes? Well, maybe a quarter mile. Think about this. You have your section of the 15-minute city. If you walk at 4 miles an hour, most people are not quite that quick. Well, let's say for the sake of argument, you can walk at 4 miles an hour. Then you can go a quarter mile in 15 minutes, a half mile in 30. Or is the 15-minute city by bicycle, which would make it a bit larger. But a quarter mile by a quarter mile is 40 acres. And inside that 40 acres, you'll have, I guess, your grocery store, your doctor's office, places of employment, whichever, C40, put forth by the World Economic Forum, and signed off and endorsed by the current mayor of London. Now, that's one thing. The second thing here, and it's all connected to the same thing, this climate change nonsense. And under this umbrella of climate change, which magically explains everything that's ever gone wrong in the history of the world, is climate change. Extinction of the dinosaurs, climate change. World wars, climate change. Open borders, climate change. It's all crap, of course. But Guyana's president, Ifrán Ali, is discussing the discovery of massive amounts of oil off the coast of South America in Guyana's coastal waters. Venezuela is trying to impose and steal it, but Guyana has their coastal waters. And we have an agreement with Guyana, by the way. So I don't think that Venezuela is going to come in. But he's having a sit-down interview with a far-left reporter from the BBC who he stops dead in his tracks on climate change and Guyana's newly found oil reserves that are massive. They are massive. And says his nation has done more for biodiversity than the UK has ever done. And yeah, it's long, but you have to hear the whole thing to appreciate just how well he destroys this alleged journalist. Enjoy.
Let's take a big picture look at what's going on here. Over the next decade, two decades, it is expected that there will be $150 billion worth of oil and gas extracted off your coast. It's an extraordinary figure. But think of it in practical terms. That means, according to many experts, more than 2 billion tons of carbon emissions will come from your seabed, from those reserves, and be released into the atmosphere. I don't know if you, as a head of state, went to the COP in Dubai.
Let me stop you right there. Do you know that Guyana has a forest forever that is the size of England and Scotland combined? A forest that stores 19.5 gigatons of carbon? A forest that we have kept alive? A forest that we have kept alive.
Does that give you the right?
That give you the right to lecture us on climate change? I am going to lecture you on climate change because we have kept this forest alive that stores 19.5 gigatons of carbon that you enjoy, that the world enjoy, that you don't pay us for, that you don't value, that you don't see a value in, that the people of Guyana has kept alive. Guess what? We have the lowest deforestation rate in the world. And guess what? Even with our greatest exploration of the oil and gas resource we have now, we will still be net zero. Guyana will still be net zero. With all our exploration, still be net zero.
Powerful words, Mr. President.
I'm not completed as yet. I am not finished as yet. I am just not finished as yet. Because this is the hypocrisy that exists in the world. The world in the last 50 years has lost 65% of all its biodiversity. We have kept our biodiversity. Are you valuing it? Are you ready to pay for it? When is the developed world going to pay for it? Or are you in the pockets? Are you in the pockets of those who have damaged the environment? Are you in the pockets? Are you and your system in the pockets of those who destroyed the environment through the Industrial Revolution and now lecturing us? Are you in their pockets? Are you paid by them? Are you
all
paid
right, to keep right, their Mr. message?
Boy, did he just rip him to pieces, as well he should. They do have the second largest. They have the second largest rainforest in the world. They do have the lowest deforestation rate in the world, does Guyana. And how dare some pompous ass from the BBC come lecture him, that was the point, about biodiversity and the use of petroleum products and hydrocarbons that will make Guyana wealthy. Billions of dollars a year making Guyana wealthy. Real estate there is already out of control, if you didn't know. It's all true. I'm going to discuss Bidenomics Easter edition coming up after the break here on the Steve Gruber Show, so you'll want to hear this. The cost of heating and cooling your home seems to be going up every year, and you know it. But there's something you can do. With the WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, you can cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. How? If you have a well in your yard and use propane, natural gas, heating oil, or even wood, the patented WellConnect system could save you a ton of money. That's right, your well is the renewable green energy source for your WellConnect hybrid geothermal system, delivering a state-of-the-art heat pump, usually in less than a day. WellConnect is the Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Get connected to WellConnect right now, and you can still qualify for a 30% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.
As the weather gets colder, it's a good idea to layer up with scarves, hats, and mittens. Another layer of protection this season is to get your flu and COVID-19 vaccines. You can get both vaccines at the same time. Talk to your healthcare provider or learn more at michigan.gov/COVID-flu-RSV and layer up for some added peace of mind. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
Now hiring? We've heard you. At the Michigan Chamber, we know that businesses of every size, location, and industry are facing talent shortages. That's where Emerge Skilled comes in. It's a new digital workforce solution for Michigan Chamber members and our state's businesses. With hundreds of employers just like you and tens of thousands of work-ready students, Emerge Skilled is a proven technology that helps you connect with today's talent and build a long-term pipeline for your future.
To take advantage of Emerge Skilled, email dbrownback@michamber.com. dbrownback@michamber.com.